Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What are the top performing tech stocks in the first half of 2023?
I've been waiting for this all week. So the first half of the year, things have done pretty well. NVIDIA up 190%.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg took off 45. He put back on his 23 jersey. Been in the zone. I can't lie. Meta's up 138%. Tesla's up 113%. Troy, you talked about this one being a stock of the year. Amazon is up 55%. Apple is up 50. Netflix is up 49. Microsoft is up 43. And Google is up 36% for the year as well. So the big message I want to give is, even though there's a lot of discussion week to week, day to day on the news outlets about what companies matter, it's the same 5 to 8 companies that matter the most. And the people that held the most are the ones who end up getting the biggest gains. NVIDIA is one that I was screaming about all last year and top of this year. So for those of you who are still in it, I'm very proud of you. But I think the lesson here is not to try and sector rotate or chase the news that you may see on CNBC, and just to focus on the ones that are producing quality gains and that has an edge in this new generation. Like, the old tech model is over. The social media model is dead. And of course, with the innovation of AI, NVIDIA, AMD are going to be some major players. But if you miss out on those, Apple is still printing 52%. Microsoft is up 43%. Meta has done incredibly well. And of course, Bitcoin has made a great surge as well. I don't know if you want to classify that as tech, but Bitcoin has had a hell of a return this year.
I'm going to run down some more tech, right? Those are the major players, but there's some other ones inside of tech that are having incredible years. Let's start with cybersecurity. Palo Alto up 83%. Semiconductors, AMD up 76%.
Yep.
Salesforce up 60%, Broadcom up 55%, Fortinet up 54%, Lamb Research up 53%, On Semiconductor up 51%. We're talking about real numbers, right? And so, like, even if you weren't inside of the big core 5 or 6,
there were still games, and we'll talk about another one later on tonight, that there's still opportunities for games, right? When we talk about technology and we talk about semis, I mean, we've covered it extensively, and we will continue to. There's places inside. There doesn't have to be a sector rotation every time that you hear that on the news. Like, stick to your script, stick to your plan, and stick to the things you know. Stick to the things you know.
Power systems, they were up 50%. Like, Carnival Cruise Lines, you can bring them up. I'm still not a fan of them, but you can't deny the games. They've been up, I think, almost 90%. Like, this year was a rebound year. The interesting part is while all of those are up, the Dow is up 3% for the year.
Right.
Unbelievable. So, like, at the top of the year, I was saying that we were going to be flat. Dow is relatively flat. The S&P has not moved that much outside of those eight.
I think S&P is up 14%.
Yeah. 14%. I think it'll pull back maybe August. Something, not a lot, but it's really interesting that the Dow has not moved, but that's because of the weighting, how the Dow is constructed, that they haven't had more gains. And I think at some point that needs to change.
Yeah. And then we got NASDAQ, I think, up 27%.
NASDAQ is cooking.
Yeah. NASDAQ.
Two tech, two index, no stress.
Yeah. Think about that, though, right? Like, last year at this time, we were looking at the NASDAQ down 30%. And so that's when we talk about being in the game and thinking from a long-term perspective from investing. This is what we're talking about. In 1 year, you watch something be down 30% and now come back a year later, it's up 27% with, you know, good signs of showing that there's still more growth to happen.
Which was the ideal time to buy? Like, if the S&P is down like 14 to 20% and NASDAQ is down like 25%, that's really an ideal time to buy. And that's why I always tell everyone who's listening, like, don't get dissuaded by the news to not invest. Like, when things are at its worst and you're hearing all the negative news, that's an ideal time to buy. Like, and most importantly, it's just consistently buying and blocking out the noise is more key than anything. Because I hate when people are incredibly optimistic to buy at the top of the market, and I'm like, that's not the time to buy. Last year was the time to, like, load the boat. We were in a cycle of acquisition. And now that, you know, AI has become like the new NFT or new crypto rally, as a result, the market has went up a hell of a lot. So, but the biggest lesson I want everyone to take away from this is pick four that you love, hold on to them for dear life, and pour money into them every month.
Do it.
Put it in chat. Investing is easy.
Yeah. Also, if anybody remembers, I'll go back to this again. The presidential cycle. Remember, we spoke about this. We spoke about it like three different times. Put yes in chat if you remember when we spoke about the presidential cycle.
Now, that's copyrighted, Rashad. Now, go ahead. Drip report by Dunlap coming soon.
So, you know, we spoke about this, and it's crazy because during the historical information for the presidential cycles, the second year is usually the worst for a stock market, second year of a presidency.
Yep.
The third year is the best.
Chef's kiss.
And then it kind of cools off a little bit going into the fourth year. So it's crazy because that's actually what is happening.
Yeah.
And it's almost like right around the time. It was like, you know, around like early spring.
First quarter.
To late fall. Is the bear run, like, I mean, a bull run, like a really big bull run historically. It's actually played out exactly how history has dictated in the past.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy if you think about it, because we actually spoke about it
many times, a multitude. I think even Caleb talked about it as well. I think one of the guests, maybe Peter, talked about it as well.
And we went over the chart, your chart guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, JC. Shout out to JC. Yeah, he went over it as well.
He went over the chart. He actually showed the chart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When everybody was saying, hey, this is not a bull run. This is not a bull run. There's going to be a bear market coming. And he's showing us otherwise and saying, look, I don't make these things up. I'm just looking at the data and what it's showing. And the data has been correct thus far.
Here's the thing I want the audience to know. Also, July is like one of the best months to buy stocks as well. So, like, even in the first 15 days, like, we should get a nice run. But, like, most stocks that are publicly traded and most funds that are buying them in, like, long-only strategies, meaning they're not shorting. So even when Apple hit, we'll talk about it later, the valuation of $3 trillion, some people was like, well, should we short it now? And I'm like, for what? When 90% of the funds that are buying it long only. There are some stocks you could short. Like if you look at the worst performing stocks, AP, Etsy, CVS, Truist Financial Corporation, you can short those. But the ones that are printing 50%, 70%, there are funds that are only putting money into them on the long-term side. And the same cycles that you see like in, let's say the NBA, there's only maybe eight or nine teams historically that are going to win titles year over year. You want to act as if that the Indiana Pacers have a chance to win. Shout out to Indiana Pacers. This is my hometown, right? Or home state. But the Pacers not winning a title this year. So in the same fashion, these same cycles work over and over again. There's best months to buy, best months to stay away, best months to short. It is your job to follow the information here and take advantage of it so we can make you money.
I will say this also, that remember when I said a while ago when tech was going crazy right after the pandemic, and I'm like, this is overinflated and it's going to come down. Mm-hmm. And right after that, it came down. I don't think we're at that point now, but we're fastly approaching. You have to understand when things start to not make sense anymore and when something's not sustainable.
Even AI.
Well, AI is here to stay, but I'm just saying, yes, just the hype around it for companies to just go up 58%, 120%, it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. This is not. So we will see a pullback in tech.
Yes,
for sure. For sure.
And I will call it on one of pre-recorded shows.
Huh?
I said I will call it on one of pre-recorded shows. Can we open La Marina back up a song? Boy. Hey.
So I say that to say, just you have to be patient. I know if you missed this run, I mean, it's not like you can steal them, but you never want to buy high. You never want to buy at a 52-week high. That's important.
That's law.
Unless you're dollar cost averaging, then it doesn't matter. But if you don't want to try to time the market and put money in it at the high. So you will have an opportunity, mm-hmm, to put money into the market, but you just have to be patient.
It's true.
You must practice patience.
It's true. I'll be like 100% transparent. Like this Tesla run that it's been on over the past 2 months, I wasn't in, and I've been trying to like just be patient with it. Like I have shares of it. Obviously, I'm making money on that side, but you know, I like to do like leaps in the options game, and the timing hasn't been right for it, and so I just gotta be patient with it. Every time I'm like, nah, this ain't it. Yeah. This ain't the time. This ain't the moment. But that's something you have to learn. Like there have been times in the past where it was like, I'm gonna catch this thing on the way up, and then it goes up, and then
it slides
huge
down.
Huge slide.
60%, yeah,
you're right. And so this is one of those times where experience and patience and discipline comes into work, and now it works in your favor. It's like, I'm happy for everybody that is in Tesla. Like, it's a company that I believe in. It's why I have shares in it.
Yep.
But watching people like win is like, that's dope. And in the back of your mind, like,
damn, all right, I wish I would
have
caught that one.
Like, yeah, that's great. I missed it, but that's cool. I got to be cool with that. I'll have wins because we're in this game for a long time.
Yeah, and for those of you who are investing long term, just hold on for 10 years. Block out all noise. One of the biggest mistakes I see people is taking in too much information, trying to get a confirmation bias one way or another. When if you just let the equity sit in your portfolio and add to it, you'll have way. Like, how many people do we know that probably have been watching the show for a year and a half, 2 years, and still haven't executed yet because they're afraid or taking in too much information, when you could have just had the gains if you would have just applied the information? So my biggest suggestion to everyone, I mean, even, and the reason why I love Apple, when they even close above the $3 trillion valuation, like, they're still printing amazing gains. Like, if you have a big, for those of you who have more money, let's say you want to put 100,000 into the market, 500,000, you're like, where's the safe place? Apple's going to give you the slowest and smallest drawdown of any big company, and you'll still be able to have predictable gains out of that. So if you're working with a smaller account, you may want to pick something more volatile, if you will, to try and get a gain there. But if you have less money, index and Apple are a safe way. So regardless of any market, as Jim Cramer would say, there's a bull market somewhere.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.